Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God's on My Side. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Somebody said out loud, the Lord is on my side. What's the result? I won't be afraid about money. I won't be afraid about the kids. I just love them so much. They're not living right and they're not acting right. And it keeps me up at night. I understand. But if you really care about them, you want to do something that'll actually make a difference. And all your worry and fear will not help them one bit. In fact, it can make it worse. And your fears can come on you. That was one of the big mistakes Job made, where his kids were concerned. He was continually in fear about them, that they wasn't living right. And probably they weren't. All indications are that they were rich, they were billionaires' kids, and basically all they did was party. And he was afraid that something was going to happen to them. And it did. And you know what how he described it? I feared a fear, and it came on me. Well, I can't help it. That's a lie. Now, what I'm talking about now, I didn't say it was easy. It takes strength of spirit. It takes trusting God. Casting the care about that child or that grandchild or that great-grandchild over on him and saying, Lord, you've heard my prayer. You already knew about all this. None of this shocks you or surprises you. I call you faithful. You've kept us this far. You've got us through this far. You know what that child means to me. You know what that grandchild means to me. And yet I know you love them more than I do. And I want you to know that you got somebody believing you for them. Mama, daddy, grandma, grandpa. Lord, I'm believing. Yes, I am. If they don't see it, you'll show them again. If they don't get it the 40th time, you'll show them the 41st time. If they wind up in a place where judgment's about to fall on them, I've asked you, have mercy on them. Spare them. Get them out of there. Give them another opportunity. But that is not the same as, I don't know. It just bothers me so much. That sinners do that. There's no faith in that. I know you feel that way, but you got to be strong. Yes, and rise up. And even if you got tears on your face and all these feelings of fear, resist it. Say, no, no, no. God has heard my prayers. Yes. And I'm casting the care of this over on Him. What does that mean? I'm trusting Him to do whatever needs to be done and giving them mercy. And give them another opportunity. Hallelujah. And when somebody asks you about it and they want to tell you about how crazy they're acting again, you say, I don't need to hear that. I don't need to hear that. God's working on them. Yeah, that's right. Why would you say that? I've prayed. He's heard me. Somebody needs to be in faith. That somebody is you. When everybody's crying, wringing their hands, talking about how bad it is, God needs somebody in that family that will trust Him. And not act like He's not there. Not act like He can't do anything about this. He needs somebody like you. Somebody just like you that'll smile and go, oh, don't keep that on your mind. Don't be moved by that. You know, there was a time when you didn't live right either, right? Look at you. You came around. Don't let that move you. Oh, the Almighty One. The one who loves us with the everlasting love. He's on the case. He's on the case. You just watch. He's dealing with them. He's sending laborers across their path. He's giving them dreams in the night. He's bringing things to their remembrance. They're seeing Him in every road sign and every commercial. They can't get away from Him. He's everywhere. He's everywhere. Just love Him and get in faith with me. Get in faith with me. Say it out loud. And this is what I do want you to say. Say it out loud. Everything
is working out.
For my good.
Our good.
And God's glory.
Amen.
Everything. God is causing everything to work together for our good.
That's right.
Why? Because we love Him. We love Him and we're believing Him.
Yes.
It's working out together for our good. When you say our, if you're praying for them, they're part of the family. Our good and God's glory. Thank you, Lord. You got to quit your crying. You got to quit your staying mad and upset all the time, because if you are, you're not in faith. You got to stop that. And you got to remember who you're dealing with here. The Creator of the heavens and the earth. Nothing they're doing is shocking Him. He's seen it all. He has seen it all and heard it all. And He loves them. He wants them. And all He needs is somebody like you that'll hold on to Him and hold on to them and not let go. Hallelujah. Somebody say, the Lord is on my side. What's the result? I won't fear. When you know that God's on your side, that's the result. Goes on to say, verse 7, the Lord takes my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. That's the devil, first of all. And verse 8, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Is that true? It's better, verse 9, to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. Now, they're men too, but they're men with greater ability. They're the ones that have authority. They're the ones that have the money. But still, you don't want to put your trust in a man. Now, most every Christian would agree with that. And yet, folks turn around and put their hope and trust in flesh, because flesh they can see is more real to them than God, whom they can't see. And they look to a man as their salvation. Somebody's going to give me the money. Somebody's going to do that for them or for me. Somebody or some group of somebodies. And you get your eyes on people, you are going to be disappointed and let down. If not this time, next time, or the time after that, but you are going to be disappointed and let down for a number of reasons. One thing, man can't do everything that you need. There just gets into situation after situation. They can't do it, no matter how much they want to. They can't make it happen. And then, of course, you got so many cases where men or women change their mind. They don't do what they said they would do. And if you fall apart, then that shows that your trust was in them instead of God. God uses people. And we know that, but never get your eyes on people. You know, more than once, we've had people call the ministry and sometimes want to talk to me and tell me about all this big offering and big money they want to put into the church. I know this one lady one time, she says, I said, well, praise God. She's talking about this big amount of money. I said, well, that's great. She said, well, you don't seem all that excited. I said, well, I said, I do appreciate it. I said, but really this is between you and the Lord. You know, if he deals with you, he tells you to do this, this is between you and him. And we would need to pray about it and see, you know, if we're supposed to receive it too. What? I said, yeah. Yeah, these things are holy. And sometimes people, they got strings. They want something. And you can't have that. You can't have that. Anyway, in this one particular case, you said, well, you don't seem very excited. She never did it. That was 10 years ago.
Wow.
Never did it. If I'd have been jumping around acting silly, that would have been shown how unspiritual I was.
That's right.
True. Yeah.
Right.
No. I was, and we were believing for some things.
Right.
I mean, it's interesting how this kind of thing can happen. It could seem like, well, man, here's the answer. But the Lord helped me some years ago, Phyllis and I, no matter what seems to be going on at the time, do not take your eyes off of him.
Yes.
And get them on them.
That's right.
Don't ever do that. For your sake and for their sake. And the situation's sake. I have seen that happen so many times. Somebody's believing for something and they're legitimately believing God. And somebody starts talking about a natural way it can be done. And so they quit looking to God and start focusing on this. Oh yeah, this is it. This is how it's going to be. And the Lord never said that's how it's going to be. They just assumed and presumed and filled in the blanks. And then they put all their hope and trust in what these people were doing and their idea or their scheme, and it didn't work. And they found out later that there were some ulterior motives, and I have seen this too many times. And they're just crushed when the people didn't do what they said they would do or turned out they couldn't do. Well, if you get crushed, it's your fault entirely, because you never should have got your eyes on them as your source to start with. If God uses them, glory to God. If not, he'll use somebody else. But none of us are the source. None of us. He's the source. Any men and women he might use to do a thing are simply channels. And he can use any number of channels. Thousands of different channels you and I never thought of. Do not take your eyes off the Lord and get him on a man.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God's on My Side, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Be to God who gives me